Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel. Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, Congresswoman Kat Kamick.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Look, we're doing fantastic. We have plenty to talk about. That's always a good thing when that's what you do for your job. So that's good. Look, agree or disagree, I mean, Marco Rubio, what a great pick for Secretary of State. But that creates a void. And I know that you were your name was very, very high on the list. I think the governor was very high on you getting that position. But you're too valuable in the House. The margins are too tight. What's the story since you're actually involved in it?
Well, I agree 100%. Marco Rubio is going to do a phenomenal job. And of course, I think all Floridians are super proud of him. He is inheriting a mess. No surprise that Anthony Blinken completely just destroyed relationships along with Joe Biden over the last 4 years. So they've got their hands full. But I expect him to be confirmed with no problems. And yes, it has created an interesting situation in looking for his replacement. And now that it's public, I did speak with the governor. We had a great conversation. And on Monday, and it was a surprise to me, he dropped our name on the short list. And so it's just been a bit of a waiting game to see where things will fall. Of course, I'm humbled even just to be considered for something like this. It's pretty awesome. But, everyone is concerned about the margins. And it's an interesting situation because we're going to be going now with the departure of Elise Stefanik and Mike Waltz to 217 to 215. And this is where the math kind of gets a little funny. In this scenario, it actually doesn't matter if we lose another member of the House because it would be the exact same result and outcome of a vote, whether you have 217 or 216. Because if you don't have Republicans 100% united in a vote, then it's a loss, no matter which way you look at it, whether you have 217 or 216. Because if you have 217 and a Republican votes with the Democrats, then it's 216, 216, the vote loses. Same thing, 216 to 215, and you don't have a Republican voting with the team, same outcome. So the math actually works out where it would be okay if I left to go to the Senate. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the governor is going to make the decision. And if there's one thing I know about him, he wants a constitutional conservative, someone who's going to be a fighter. And I think we would do a great job. But either way, it's still an honor to be considered. So.
Yeah, so you appoint a senator to take that position. Mm-hmm. You don't leave it open. But in the House, I guess you just leave it open until the next cycle. Is that how it works?
We would have a special election for our seat. Yeah, and it would be filled quickly. The good thing about our seat is it is a great conservative seat. And so I would have full confidence that we would have a good conservative to pick up the, you know, the mantle and really run with it.
I'd think about it, but I don't know if I could take the pay cut. But thanks. I consider
only,
that an
only
offer.
Only if you bring the bike. Only if you bring the bike.
So there's some other Senate deals going on, apparently, allegedly. Yeah. Is there a secret border deal that's that they're going to put together here? Have you heard any of that?
So there was talk of something like that, and we all kind of started looking at each other, and we're like, are you guys talking about the reconciliation deal? And I think people are saying that it's some secret border deal, but realistically, it's looking more and more like this is going to go on reconciliation because we have such a big element of spending in order to fix all the things that were broken under the Biden administration. So that's actually something I've got 3 meetings this afternoon on that very topic. So I'll know more for you guys next week.
All right, and what inquiring minds really want to know is, if you're a betting woman, I want to know who to put the big money on. Is it Nancy Mace or Miss Crockett out of Texas? who can take who?
You know, all day yesterday, whether it was the oversight hearing with them and they're screaming at each other, or it was all of the women in the Senate screaming at Pete Hegseth, I kept the volume down. I had my TV on mute in my office and was in and out, and it looked like a Jerry Springer episode. The flying of hands, the gnashing of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could tell that some of these people were in theater when they were kids, and, you know, it didn't work out for them, so now they're in politics. So certainly an element of theatrical expression going on. I would say if I had to put money on it, though, Bob, I mean, of course, I'm going to put it on Nancy Mace. I think she's a scrapper. So I think she would definitely dominate. But I mean, I sit back and I'm like, this is all for clicks. Like, come on, guys. Like, this is getting absurd. And it really frustrates me because we do have very legitimate, serious, scary problems. And you have a lot of people up here who are more focused on the entertainment of, you know, making it about them, making it about, you know, look how tough I am. And I don't want to disparage anybody, but we just don't have time to waste in getting things done, you know?
All right, listen, child, I got another question for you.
Listen to you baiting me.
Cat will take
now
you
I'm
out,
gonna
Bob.
Take you outside, Bob.
Hey, she will take you out.
I can call you child because you just about were one when I met you. So that's true, right?
Got it. I think I was 20 or 21 when we first met.
That.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's the most important thing that you think is coming up in terms of what's going on in D.C.? I guess something on my mind is we've got 5 days. What other stupid things can the Biden administration do between now and then? I guess that would be one of my fears.
Oh, I mean, I think because common sense is not common, certainly in the White House with Joe Biden in it, there is a number of things that could happen that would be very, very scary. I think that he's going to continue in his final days to siphon off munitions from our stockpile out to Ukraine. And I think he's going to continue to escalate that war. And that escalation is something that we should not be a part of. No one wants to see that. But I think he's going to really tangle it up even more to leave it for Donald Trump to try to untangle that mess. So I think he's probably going to do something in that way. When you look at his National Security Council and who he's had serving on it, these are community activists who are absolutely pro-terrorist Hamas sympathizers. It would not surprise me one bit if in the final days here we see by executive order something in the way of supporting Hamas and really throwing our ally Israel under the bus. I could see that coming. And I think really when we look back, it is going to be chaos that is the brand of the Biden administration. And they don't give a damn about the country. They just want to make Trump look bad. That has always been what their MO is. So I am expecting less of a domestic policy. We've already seen his pardons. We've seen him do more, you know, student loan. I don't even call it forgiveness. It's just a debt transfer. I think he is going to go very big on leaving a disaster in our wake internationally. So that's what we're watching for, honestly.
Well, Congresswoman Kat Kamik, we always appreciate your time, your input, your expertise, and keep fighting the good fight for us and saying prayers that we can have this peaceful transition and that the train doesn't go completely off the rails, right?
Yeah, and if you're coming up to D.C. for inauguration, make sure you stop by your office. We would love to see you. We are so excited. Donald Trump, President 47, let's go, baby.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.